This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Caramel is just a different type of
candy.
Caramel
apple is a different vehicle altogether.
Well, very similar.
No, it's not.
It's like a Frosty in a shake.
No. We've been here. Completely different.
If you dipped an apple in nacho cheese, I'd say yes. Different thing. Candy is sweet. Apples are sweet. You dip sweet in sweet and put it on stick.
You're an idiot.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing. It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy weekend. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, we had a big week's worth of shows. And there's only one person who can just put together all this magic and make it into a two-hour show, and that is Panama Ted Holbrook. Hello, Teddy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Teddy, I forgot my phone by my desk. Will you please go back and get it there for me?
Why? Why do you need your phone for this?
I need my phone. Please get my phone.
Are you going to talk about me when I'm gone?
No, I just want you to get my phone.
What are we talking?
Can you go get my phone?
What is happening? I can go get your phone.
I left my phone. I need you to get my phone.
What is going on? This is so... This is bizarre. Ted's literally leaving the room.
I was doing the joke from yesterday with the go to the neighbor's house and get the phone.
I forgot all about it.
I was going to go get your phone. See?
And see, Ted is such a dedicated, loyal lover. He'll do it.
Should we scratch on this now?
No, I think we leave it. I don't care.
No, it's fantastic.
All right. It's good.
What's coming up on the show, Teddy?
Well, we did have Jen and Timmy help us out this week because you guys were slackers back on Monday and Tuesday. Bone, he told us all about his vacation, and there was an interesting story about the Bat Factory, and you want to have to listen to Bone and Timmy talk about bats. So, man, you missed that. But
you have to. You don't want to, but you're going to. We're going to force it down your throat.
That's right. Ryan Day, he updated us on spring practice. We chatted about farts and zoo smells. Which, that's pretty much every week, I think.
Yeah.
And then we also played Name That Hole and had some Wild Card Wednesday fun.
All right. Strap it on in. Strap yourself.
Strapping. Get strapping.
Into the seat.
Get to strapping.
Because it's going to be so exciting, you're going to jump right out of your seat.
Strapping young lad.
Yes. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend starts now.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. Timmy Hall in for Common Man today. I'm T-Bone. I'm back. He was here all last week, and then I was gone. So now Mike's gone today. I'm back. Good news tomorrow. More of the same. I'm gone. Mike's back.
In reverse.
It's a weird week, folks.
My guy. Good to see you. Thanks for having me again.
I'm glad you're back, Timmy. I'm glad I'm back.
You're
glad
we're all back. I've always been here. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm counting down the days to when I can leave.
That's
for
right.
A couple of days.
I don't blame you. If everybody would stop taking vacation around here, maybe Timmy could get out, go do something.
That's no offense to all you guys, the fine listeners. Just waiting for a couple of days off eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
After hoop season nears its end. But it's good to see you. Yeah. So I'm you. You are man.
Today.
Ted is Panama Ted.
Panama Ted's here.
Back there as always. Good to see you, Ted.
Good to see you too, Tim.
Reds.
It's not a Wednesday, so Ted is here.
He's here.
So that's right.
Yeah.
So I was out for a few days. I will tell you one thing from the trip that we did, which was really cool. I'll recommend anyone who goes. We're down in Louisville. Am I saying it right?
I believe it's Louisville.
Yeah, right. I got to get Matt Andrews in here to tell me how it is because he worked there. He was there with the bats for many years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Not the baseball bats.
Well, the
mammal, the bat.
Yeah.
But
a collection of bats under a bridge. Yes. So we went to the Louisville Slugger factory museum tour thing they have.
Saw the photo slide.
It's pretty cool.
Looked really cool.
I kind of wasn't sure if it would be that fun. It was good. Like and again, going on opening weekend probably helped it be awesome because everybody was in a baseball mood. But I mean, I just like factories. I like seeing how things are built. I'm always curious about that.
You
can take me to a factory of something I don't care anything about, and I would go watch how they make this stuff. But this was particularly cool because it is baseball and it was opening day and I love baseball. Yes. I played baseball as a kid, all that stuff.
Yeah. We've got our buddies in town here from Phoenix Bats.
Oh yeah.
So we've gotten to see, I've been up to their spot and saw, you know, their machinery and how they do what they do. And that is very cool, right? For sports nerds. I think that's neat. I can remember being a kid, one of my favorite gifts. And you know, you've got to typically, I don't know if you lucked out with this, but one set of grandparents gives great gifts. The other set of grandparents, it's always kind of iffy. Mm. Like they don't maybe know your interests as well.
Sure, right.
But there was this one year where my grandpa, my mom's dad, he knocked it, not to use a pun, but he knocked it out of the park. Mm. And he got me a Sammy Sosa replica bat from the year. Look, after the fact, the year they were all roiding out of their minds
and
mashing home runs. But it was the 1998 home run race, right? So he got me a exact replica of a Hoosier bat. Hoosier Bat Company is a big bat company out in Indiana. And it was the black bat with the gold rings around it. Sure. And it was just a great piece to have, right? I think we all maybe have a bat or two.
I do. Yeah.
That we just kind of keep around the house or in the garage. And you just, like Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men, he just holds the bat. It's just the thinking bat. You walk around with it.
The house bat is an interesting concept.
The house bat.
A lot of times it gets left by the front door as like, if an intruder comes in, I shall beat them with
this. It's not a beating stick,
but
it's just a thinking bat.
But the reality is, you won't do that. If anything, if an intruder comes in, they'll go, good, a bat near the door for me to beat the inhabitants of this house with. That's
right,
all that's ever going to happen with it.
Right. They're so not using their gun. They're using the bat.
No, you've
that
left
you leave
them
for
a weapon right at the front door.
Sure.
But we did that. Everybody, I think, has a bat somewhere in their house.
But I would imagine the Louisville Slugger Bat Company has a very nice shop, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's there.
What are they priced at? Like, if I wanted to just get a good replica bat, hundreds?
I think it was in the hundreds for like the real deal. Because I didn't realize they changed the logo on the Louisville Slugger. If you're getting like the Players Edition one,
mm-hmm.
it's like this LS with little triangles on it. You see it when you watch a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah, it's not the patented
the oval.
Oval.
Yeah.
With the lettering inside.
If you go get one with like, you know, you can get whatever you want on them, you can get them customized to however, but it was cool watching all that. And then, I mean, also just the memorabilia they have. They have bats from Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, you name it. They've got a bat for these guys. And they have a section where you can go actually hold the bat of Babe Ruth, a game-used Babe Ruth bat from the 30s. They have it wrapped up like the handle's got like a cover on it so you can't touch the actual wood of it. Touch the wood. There we go. We're already starting off. But yeah, I'm just saying.
They just have sort of like a,
it's like a gel, like a
little,
like, yeah, it'd be like, yeah, so you, so it fits your, it's like a grip for a golf club.
They had a sleeve over it.
Yeah.
So you can't touch the actual material.
Let's just say what it is. It's like a prophylactic for the bat. Okay. That's really what it is.
It's just got some cellophane. They put saran wrap over the bat. So you can feel the thick, hard wood.
They bagged
up the
bat.
But you can't get your dirty paws on it. Your disgusting fingerprints all over the Babe Ruth bat.
They've bagged it up. Yeah. But you can go, get any of these. I mean, they have one from Hank Aaron. They have, so these are bad. So what bat do I pick? Being a Mets fan, they had a Daryl Strawberry bat.
Oh, the straw.
And I had to, you know, maybe wipe the cocaine off it, but then I got to actually see.
It's good.
All right.
Not a Piazza bat.
No. They didn't have that.
He's a Marucci guy, right?
I don't know if they were around back then. I don't know what he used, but I know Strawberry, they had his bat and I held it and it was surprisingly light, but that makes sense because he had that's kind of what he was known for.
Big, tall, huge swing.
Yeah. But that was cool. And then my kids held the Babe Ruth bat and it's made of hickory. So it's like a million pounds.
That's a dense wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hickory. That's probably what Wonder Boy came from in the natural. That was probably a hickory tree.
That's probably right. You're right.
You know, my dad actually had a Louisville Slugger glove and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, they made, that's right.
Because they're known for the bats. I don't know if they're still in the glove game or if they even had them there at the shops.
They have aluminum bats or whatever the new
metal. Yeah.
They have all those too.
They're in the softball game and the little game and all
they're
that.
They're in all the baseball. They're doing everything. But yeah, that was quite the thing. If you're ever down in Louisville, and you're doing other things. I would not say go just for that unless you are a super diehard baseball fan, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
Did they have a bourbon bar at the Louisville Slugger?
You know what? If they did, I didn't find it.
And they should serve it. I know I've seen these on the internet now where they're making these beer mugs in sawed off baseball bats and they're kind of smoothing the wood. They need to make some whiskey tumblers in a sawed off bat.
I agree with you. That would have just put it over the top. They didn't have that.
You got the wood right blending there in with the whiskey because the cup ages, would be made of the
it
wood.
It ages in a barrel, which is made of wood, right? You know what? Whiskey made out of used baseball bats. The barrels are made out of the wood from like a game used bat.
Shards of wood.
Oh, yeah.
In your whiskey.
That's right. That's what we need next is bourbon barreled in a baseball barrel. That's what we need, a bat barrel.
Bits of bat so you can get a nice throat splinter.
This is too much. I can't. I would have passed out if they had that. That's a good idea.
Man and Bone worked hard all week to bring you seconds of quality entertainment. We've stretched that into 2 hours. Stay tuned. The Fan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Happy April Fools, by the way. I didn't even bring that up. Yikes.
Not really into all that, Bone. Not really into all of it.
I mean, here's the thing. If I have a good idea for April Fools, I'm very into it. But if I'm the one getting fooled, suddenly it's not as big of a thing for me. Like today on the internet, I saw multiple things where I'm like, it was just a split second. It took a little bit of time. I do think, and I'll shout them out, the Columbus Public Library did a good job with, they said, we're opening a few new branches. And they had one at like old Cooper Stadium, which is obviously, you know, dilapidated, knocked down. They had Photoshop little Columbus Public Library
sign on
there. Did a
little rendering of it.
Yeah. So they had a few other places around town and they said, oh yeah, we've got places here and here. I thought that was good.
Yeah. I already saw like FAU and somebody else, like our coastal game, we're going to play it out on an aircraft carrier this season.
Right.
Like, ha,
of course.
Ha,
yeah.
That's funny. And then someone's always got to come in and ruin it with a grandma's dead type of April Fool's joke.
Oh.
No, she's actually healthy. Ha.
Oh, God.
Someone's always got to take it too far where it goes way too serious. And then it's just a joke, April Fool's. And then you got to explain to people that's not what the holiday is supposed to be about, for tricking people like that.
Yeah. You don't want to
keep death out of it. Sickness and death cannot be used in April Fool's jokes.
I will never forget. I came into work at a radio station where I used to work, Radio U, which is still on here in town, 88.7. You can go listen to them. But I walked in, and a lot of the guys who worked there were, you know, much more computer savvy than I was. A lot of them knew how to like build their own computers, stuff like that. I am still largely
real Micro
clueless.
Center kind of guys.
Yeah. They were up at Micro Center all the time.
Yeah.
I'm there to like when they have the special on the TV, that's when I'm going. But
I'm looking for a universal remote.
Yeah.
Is Christopher Walken here?
I walked in and one day it was April Fool's. I walk in, I sit down at my desk, turn it on, blue screen of death. You know, it's just, you know, your computer's
bad.
Not working. It's just, you know, you're going to have to do this and this to get it restarted. And then all these guys who kind of worked there who were, you know, buddies of mine, they're like, oh man, what's going on with your computer? And I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't want to start. And they're like, oh yeah, there's a virus. A lot of the computers got affected. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess one of you will have to fix it then, since I don't know how to do that. What do I do? And they got so mad at me because I wasn't freaking out. I had nothing on this computer. There was no like,
they wanted you to really be fretting.
Like,
this.
Oh no, I lost everything. I didn't lose anything because I didn't have anything on my work computer.
I don't care about this.
And this was 100 years ago where all I was doing at the time was going in and be like, hey everybody, here's a song. Blah. And then that was all I did
You're
day.
You're literally just using your computer to look at a few pages of the internet.
Pull up,
see what's up in music.
Yeah.
That
music
week.
News is all I had to do with it.
Right.
So then they pulled open the hood of the computer, looked under there, and they had unplugged the hard drive. So when you do that, it gives you this, it looks like it's not going to work. And then they plugged it back in and everything worked fine. And they were so mad that I was not really freaking out. So you got to have a good April Fool's that someone also will understand. Cause me, I was just like, I don't, What do you want me to do? I don't know how to fix this.
This is not April Fool's, but the biggest prank that has stayed with me my entire life happened on Christmas. So it was kind of an April Fool's style prank on Christmas Day. I still commend him for it to the great beyond where my pop-up is now. He actually gave me a pack of Brussels sprouts for my big Christmas gift at the end. You may have seen Jimmy Kimmel, or like, I think it's Jimmy Kimmel that would show like the clips of that on his show.
Yeah.
Of parents kind of pranking their kids at the end of Christmas. And I thought I had some big one coming at the end, and I had just, it was universally known, I guess, in our family how much I despised Brussels sprouts. Nowadays, of course, I love them. You roast them, saute them, a little butter and garlic. Oh, they're fantastic. But when I
Timmy
got...
Timmy does not want to lose you on Brussels sprouts. If you love Brussels sprouts, he's with you. He just wants you to know.
When I got that pack, I threw a tantrum. I cried my head off, and I went upstairs, and I just sat at the top step. I kind of went into my room and slammed the door, I came back out, and I just sat on the top step and sunk my head.
Yeah.
And I can just remember seeing my pop-up at the bottom of the staircase kind of put his arms up saying, "Tim, it was a joke, buddy." And I did not want to hear it.
I don't like that joke.
It's Christmas Day. You leave that for April 1st, buddy. You don't mess with this on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. You got the wrong date, pal.
That's, So did you get a good gift after that? Did they give you anything?
I'm pretty sure that was the year I got my golf club set.
Okay, I was going to say.
Which was quite fine.
He's like, "Here's $1,000. You're like, "Oh, well, I guess then the Brussels sprouts thing, I'm over now. That'll work." I wish someone would prank me like that.
Just the fact that it was in that stupid red plastic case, wrapped in plastic,
the
bunched Brussels sprouts came in, it just disgusted me.
Yeah. You weren't a fan. Well, I'm glad you got over it, Timmy. I'm glad you tried other things.
It basically ruined my life. That joke.
Yeah.
That prank.
I can see. Well, and next year he gave you mayo, and that's why you don't like mayo now. So you're just like, "I'm sticking with that. I can't do it.
Tube of Hellman's in the stocking."
Exactly right.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Did you wake up with the storms last night?
I did.
I was up 97 times, which is slightly up from my usual 85 times
that I wake up during the night. Are you like me? Like, I can't sleep for anything.
No, when I was a kid... Like, I walked into Samantha's room because, you know, the house was rattling last night. And I just walked in there just to check on her. And she's nothing. Didn't wake up at all. Slept right through it. I was the same way as a kid. Smoke alarm would go off.
Oh.
I was dead to the world. Telephones would ring. My grandfather died in the house when I was 11. The ambulance was there. All this stuff was happening. I woke up the next morning and said, "What's going on?"
Oh, my gosh.
I slept through the whole thing. Like a log, I used to sleep. Now... if someone three houses down goes, what's happening?
Yep.
What's going on?
I sleep with a fan on and
I have a white noise machine that I use.
And my phone is on.
I don't know what it does for me because I'm constantly waking up.
I hear everything.
Everything.
Everything. That and our house is very close to tornado siren. So whenever the tornado sirens go off, I mean, that is like straight up out of bed. Like, "Oh my God, we're going to die."
But I walk in the kids' room, she's sleeping. I walk into my wife's room.
Right.
By the way, you're the only one I can say this to.
Okay.
One of the only people I can say this to, because you two have separate bedrooms.
Oh, for Matt, you and doesn't hear Matt. Anything. He sleeps through everything.
I walked in her room. She's...
Yeah.
I don't know how.
How?
I don't know how.
Like, it's like a light show outside. It's like there's an EDM concert and Tiesto's playing.
My wife is like a toddler. Where she will go to, she'll, "I need my sleep." And she will go to sleep at 10:30.
Yeah.
Right? And she's up at 7:30. It's not like she's up at the crack of dawn.
Wow.
She's up at 7:30.
That's a lot of sleep. I envy her.
It's like that every night.
Wow.
Every night. And then, like, if something happens where she has a cold or something wakes her up in the middle of the night, then I got to hear about it for the rest of the damn day.
Yeah. "I'm so tired. I was up for 7.5 minutes last night.
7.5 minutes.
I'm going to have to go to bed early tonight. I'm so tired. So tired."
I will sit straight up in bed and just look on my phone, just try and fall back asleep. And the dog jumps up on the bed and she knows. She's just like, "No, you're not going to be able to fall asleep if you're sitting up." So she comes over and she will paw at me, lay down.
Oh, that's
nice.
Lay down.
It's annoying.
The girls in my house are dead to the world. Yeah, they don't care what I'm doing.
She's just like, oh, there's my mom. She needs help.
Well, there are certain times where I've just been up. Let's say I wake up at 3 o'clock and then I'm just up.
I hate that.
And you know that feeling. You know that feeling like, okay, I've woken up, but I can go back asleep.
Right.
And then you know there's nothing that's going to get me back to sleep. No. So I get up. I'm sitting upright in the bed watching TV. Whatever, like, Dateline rerun they have on, or 48 Hours Mystery. And then I look and say, oh, it's 5 o'clock. What does that mean? The McDonald's is open now.
Oh, so do you get up and leave?
So I put on my sweats, and I'll go, and I'll get myself a breakfast.
Oh.
What else am I doing?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So I get myself a breakfast, thinking, well, okay. So then I come back.
I woke up last night.
Okay.
I woke up at 5 because someone decided to open the garage right below the bedroom that I sleep in.
All right. Now I got to hear about this.
Oh. I mean, you've robbed her 2.5 hours of sleep.
No. Stop. Were you up very long?
Yes. 5 minutes.
Oh.
5.
Wow.
Oh, see this, Rico? It wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah, The 5 minutes is what did it for you.
It is.
If you interrupt her sleep.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. She will kill me for saying this.
Oh, no. Don't say it.
No, I've said a million things. She knows the job. She knows the job. Like, if someone came in the house and said, we have your daughter. We've kidnapped her.
Can I wait until the morning?
Stop.
I need to get my sleep.
Nothing interrupts her. She is the most selfish person in the world when it comes to her sleep. Everything else, great. Everything else, fantastic. Selfless, terrific spouse and mother. Great. When she's tired sleeping, forget about it. Me and the kid could be on fire in front of her. Please pass me a fire extinguisher. She would eventually do it and then complain about it for the rest of the day.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because someone was on fire.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, God.
You don't make you feel better? Take one bite of, like, an Oreo.
Yeah.
And then put it in a Ziploc and forget how to close it. Put it in the pantry. That's the other thing she does.
I can't have a whole Oreo. Let me have a nibble.
In a Ziploc. Don't close a Ziploc.
You know what I'm going to do, though?
What?
Like, with that Oreo?
Yum, yum, yum.
I'm just going to eat the cream and throw the cookies away.
You stupid idiot.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up after the break. Don't leave. I can see you. There's nothing better than this anyway. That's clearly a lie.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jen Winter's with me today. Don't worry, Bone and I will be back tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be so sweet to hear both of you back.
No,
I miss it when my guys aren't on my favorite show together.
No, you're on my favorite show. Actually, you're not.
No,
you're on this show.
I'm on this show, yeah. Which is my favorite show, and I'd rather be listening to the two of you.
Ryan Day was on Morning Juice this morning.
Also one of my favorite shows.
He has hired Oregon running back coach Carlos Lachlan for the same job. That is not a name that we have heard, but you know, he's been around for a couple of years. They've had a nice running offense. He clearly likes something in Carlos Lachlan. Also Lori Lachlan.
Not related.
No. She's too busy trying to get her kids into USC on a rowing scholarship. Carlos Lachlan. One thing before we hear from Coach Day, who was on Morning Juice. A little tidbit I think people would find interesting. The thing I love about this radio station is the differences in the shows.
Mm-hmm.
If all the shows were the same, and I've heard radio stations like this, it's boring, it's fatiguing, who needs that? Maybe you're listening to this saying, who needs Fart Time and F-Bomb Jen? True enough. But the good part about this radio station is that we have a mix. All the shows are different. Here's an example. So our fearless leader in the corner office, Fish.
Yes.
who has COVID every other week, he likes to have a tally from each show, how many guests they had on that month. Okay?
Yeah.
So you tally up your guests that you had, and then you give it to Fish. Okay? I heard Evil Bald Colin, who produces Rothman and Ice, last month, give his total to Fish. Okay? He went in there and said, hey, this month, we had 58 guests.
Wow.
Okay? So, and that's great. That's their show.
That's their show.
They're talking to people.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Ted walks in there and goes, two. And then walks out. Rimmer and Jason Stark, two. That's it. Morning Juice is somewhere between 2 and 58.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So here is Ryan Day on Morning Juice today talking about how he's handling the quarterback reps this spring.
We've been kind of breaking them down where each guy's getting, you know, the same type of reps. But we haven't really said, hey, you know, you're getting first, second, third team reps. And it's actually been great to see guys operate with the ones, operate with the twos, operate with the threes, because sometimes you have to make things work when it's not perfect. Sometimes you have to take more of a leadership role with some younger guys out there. So it's all been an evaluation. I think the good thing for us is because we had some guys come in at mid-year, you know, we're able to play with three groups, and you know, we've been able to, you know, sustain that throughout the whole spring, where, you know, in the past maybe you only get a couple groups in there. So I think our guys have done a good job of practicing really fast, really competitively, you know, violently, but at the same time staying up and taking care of each other. But in terms of the quarterbacks, you know, we're going to keep working through this next week, try to get them as many reps as possible, continue the evaluation.
One other thing I learned on Morning Juice today when the general was doing This Day in History.
Yes.
One of the greatest albums of all time, in my opinion, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours.
It's a great album.
Came out on this day. Also, one of the best recorded albums, if you like the way things sound. Like, no, you got a really cool stereo.
Never thought about that, but you're totally right.
Tremendously recorded album. I think it came out 50 years ago. Is that it?
That tracks, yeah.
Anyway, some sort of anniversary. I think it's 50 years today. And Bobby told me that the Fleetwood Mac classic Rummers came out today, 50 years ago.
It's like a run, Rummers. A rum runner.
And then Shark corrected him and said, actually, Bob, it's Rumours. Jeff Rummer will join us tomorrow as well. Here is Ryan Day talking about his new running backs coach. Where is it? Yes, Carlos Lachlan.
First off, we wanted to find somebody who really wanted to be at Ohio State at a high level. Carlos does that. You know, he checks that box. We interviewed over seven people. We identified somewhere between 10 to 12 that we thought maybe fit the profile, and really in the end, you know, narrowed it down and felt like Carlos was our guy. He brings a lot of energy to the table. And the great news is, you know, during the recruiting process, our guys knew who he was. So there's already a little bit of a relationship there. Just when you hear a story about, you know, where he came from, how he came up in the business, you know, Chip and I both really were, you know, very excited about, you know, the fact that, you know, we could possibly hire him here. And now that he's come, and we're extremely excited for the room, I think he's going to have a great impact on our team, great impact on recruiting, and I think he's going to be a tremendous coach.
All right. Catch the podcast of Morning Juice. You can hear the interview in its entirety.
You can also go to our YouTube channel and watch the video.
Look at you.
Sorry, I just put it together.
Look at
you. We're trying to build up our YouTube page.
I know.
So while I'm here, go to our YouTube page, like, subscribe, and thank you in advance.
Rumours, good album.
Really is.
I have a Stevie Nicks story for you.
Oh.
It may or may not be true. I'm guessing that it is.
Okay.
But it's one of those urban legends that have been passed down.
Okay.
So Stevie Nicks, in the band Fleetwood Mac, if you're not aware, you know, back in that time, well, back in any time, you have successful musicians. What do most of them like to do? The answer is large amounts of cocaine.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so Stevie Nicks, according to many, had like the biggest cocaine problem in the music industry.
That is, I have heard that as well.
Where she was still able to function, but she was just high all the time.
I think I know where this is going. Please continue.
Okay. She got to the point, because she snorted so much coke, that she had damaged her nose.
Right.
To the point where it was almost impossible for her to actually snort coke.
Yeah.
Okay.
No cartilage.
Nothing's there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Artie Lang's nose just disappeared. There's also a reference that nobody gets.
Oh, poor Artie.
And so, you know, back then, it wasn't so, like now, you can smoke crack, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that's...
He's not advocating for you to go out
there and do
that.
None of this is good, okay? But I'm saying if you're really in a pinch and you say, I don't want to snort the stuff anymore, I got to smoke it. But back in the 70s, crack wasn't as much of a thing.
No.
As it is today. Plus, Stevie Nicks, sophisticated. She didn't want to smoke crack.
No.
So what she decided to do instead is she still needed her cocaine.
Absolutely she did.
So she had one of her assistants or roadies, one of the two, get a straw.
Yep.
And then she would bend over,
mm-hmm.
spread cheeks.
Yep.
And the assistant slash roadie would then funnel cocaine into Holyo.
Yeah.
In the back.
I mean, it absorbs.
It her body absorbed
mm-hmm.
it. And it's a way to get it in your system without snorting.
Right.
You've heard that same story.
I have heard that
story. See, that makes it even more real
yes.
to me.
Yes. Also, Richard Gere and little rodents. Yes.
Oh, we're going there now.
We're not. We're not going there. We're not going there.
We can.
No.
You can't drag me. I've already been there.
That's true.
What's that Justin Long movie, Drag Me to Hell?
Drag Me to Hell.
No.
Man and Bone request that you stick around because the show isn't over yet. More stupidity awaits you on the other side of the break. The Fan.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Somebody asked me the other day, how come we never played fart noises during Paul Keels' sports centers? And the answer is because he would murder us dead.
Oh, yeah.
He would actually keep us alive. He'd rip our insides out.
It would be one of those things where you see like a giant animal just toying with its prey
right.
and like keeping it alive just so it can keep kind of poking at it and stuff. That's what would happen.
Like former Indians manager Charlie Manuel kept having little pieces of his intestine removed every single year.
Yeah, that's
Paul
right.
would do that.
Well,
and then jump rope with our intestines while we watched.
Let's be clear. Paul Keels is one of the nicest people I have ever had the pleasure of working with. If I genuinely asked him and say, Paul, there's a charity thing, there's something coming up, would you mind signing something for Buckeye fans that we can auction off? He will do that stuff all day. He is a joy to work with. I also realize Paul has been in this business like as long as I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some level, I know I get annoyed with things in the office day to day. Last thing I want to do is bring that on someone who's been doing this as long as Paul has, who's probably seen every level of annoyance, including whatever we do every day. So no, I don't want to.
Maybe tomorrow I'll go up to
him. Fart noises around Paul Keels? No, come on.
I'll say, Big Daddy, do you have any objections to me playing flatulent noises during your Sports Center update?
And we'll see how that goes.
See how it goes.
Okay.
You know, it's been a while since we've heard the city council guy.
I've forgotten about this one. This is the guy who left it on while he went to the John, right?
Right.
He left the microphone. Sorry, he had a microphone
on. Had a lapel mic on.
Walked into the bathroom, forgot to turn it off.
And they were holding a city council meeting.
Yes.
And then this is what happened.
I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher
one
up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be... would be an empty gesture. And also these diseases don't know any boundaries. So a state by state approach would just mean that the
oh my God.
That's
where everyone kind of keeps their composure. It all sounds like it's wrapping up, and then he just has like a chainsaw, just like that's where it gets me.
A little hyper local news for you,
okay?
And I mentioned this because I saw it the other day, and it's driving me crazy. So I know a lot of you like to go to the Memorial Tournament.
Sure,
okay. I know a lot of you during the Memorial Tournament like to make your way to the remnants. That once was the Bogey Inn in that little Shawnee Hills area.
Well, haven't they opened up for just that week?
That's right.
And
I think they're going to do that again with like food trucks and live bands and all that. So okay. You may see Urban Meyer rubbing cracky while rocking out to Sister Hazel.
If Sister Hazel's there, he'll be there.
Right. Whatever he's doing there. However, I just saw the other day, they're going to close that bridge going westbound.
Oh.
So from Riverside Drive to cross the river and get into Shawnee Hills, they're going to do some construction, close that bridge for 3 months.
That's the dam.
That's right.
The dam bridge. The bridge that is the dam.
Right.
And the dam that is the bridge.
Now, it's going to be open the other way. So you can go
out
of Shawnee Hills, but you can't go in to Shawnee Hills.
I see.
So make your plans for the Memorial Tournament going a different way.
Yeah, just go like the next intersection up on Riverside.
So I can
Riverside
go to the zoo. I can't come back
the
zoo.
You can. You just have to drive around. Run. Yeah. Go up, like, what is that, a mile or two up the road?
It's out of my way.
Oh, well.
I'm just saying.
I guess that's going to keep you away from the Memorial this year, huh?
I'm not talking about the Memorial. I mean, there's lots of restaurants I go to over there.
Oh, like you said the
that's
zoo.
That's the closest.
Okay.
Canes right. to my house is over there.
Yeah, you actually don't have to go over
there. The Culver's is over there.
Oh, that's right. Well, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to go and then swim across the river.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Got my pontoon car.
I do wonder, because I know you go to the zoo a fair amount.
Yeah.
I also know that, like, anything animal related, you're not anti-animal.
No, I'm not anti-animal.
No, but you're anti the things that animals often do, where they're gross, they can be smelly. Obviously, it's not in your house, but like when you walk in,
it doesn't bother me.
If it's July and you walk into the pachyderm building, well, you know, where the rhinos and the elephants are.
Pachyderm.
Yeah, they're pachyderms. That's what an elephant is.
Mm-hmm.
Pachyderm. And whatever the rhino's, you know, given name is, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying, when you walk in there in the middle of July and it's, you get the aromas, the vapors.
Can I tell you something, though?
How do you deal with that?
I expect that. From the animals.
All right.
So I get that going in. I do not appreciate the 350-pound guy in the Confederate flag t-shirt who doesn't know how to use deodorant standing next to me.
So that's the smell you
don't
like.
And then I say, Bone, stop coming to the zoo with me.
I'm not wearing Confederate t-shirts. Stop it.
Won't go with me to the dirt track?
Yeah.
Bone, get away from me. It's the people at the zoo I have a problem with, not the animals.
Yeah,
the animals
right.
are being animals.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to fault you for being an animal.
Okay.
Like if somebody jumps in the baboon pit and dies, that's on them, not on the poor baboon.
By the way, have you seen the videos of, I've seen it with orangutans recently. For whatever reason, this has made my timeline in all my social medias, where the orangutan, it'll be sitting next to the glass in the enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will have like a baby, like a little
infant.
They
show them the baby.
And they'll show them the baby. And you can see it looks and it's like, oh. And it'll like point at it.
It's almost like we're related to these things.
It looks like that, right?
It's almost like that. It's almost like we share 97% of our DNA with these things.
Have you seen the one of the orangutan who's sitting there and the lady has a purse
and he's looking at, or he, whatever, this orangutan, he or she, looking at the purse and points at it.
And then the orangutan she, go gets his Louis Vuitton?
No. Then the person with the purse is like, what do I do with this? And so then they open it up, and he is like squinting and kind of like flicking his finger going, show me what's in there. And then he finds a snack and like points at the glass. She pulls it out, and then he goes like, he waves at her like, come here. And he walks to the side of the enclosure where there's a fence for him. It's a wall for her. And he walks to the fence and then puts his fingers through and like points.
Here,
and he's like,
you could throw it to me.
Yeah,
I'll catch
put it through here and I'll get it. Like, I'm saying we got a lot. We don't know
give
what's
me the
going
left
on
Twix
there.
Or the right Twix. I don't care. Just give it to me.
That Jane Goodall was onto something is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like animals.
Good.
I just don't want them in my house.
That's fine.
No, we got dogs in the neighborhood. I pet the dogs.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I pet the dogs. The dogs like me. They come sniff me.
What happens if a dog, like, licks you?
It's okay. I don't bend down so they can get my face. If the dog licks my hand, I mean, there's an easy enough remedy for that.
Right.
You wash your damn hands.
Of course. Well, yeah, I do that. I love dogs, but I do that if I'm meeting a stranger's dog. Yeah, of course. I don't know what that dog's rolling around in. Sure.
People in our neighborhood, they have one of those huge, like, riding dogs. It's like a horse.
Is that a Great Dane?
Oh, no. I don't know what the hell it is. It's humongous.
Great Danes are fairly big. I mean, they're large. They look like small horses.
I mean, it is a horse, and when they walk the dog,
yeah,
like they have to have a shopping cart behind them with the crap.
Mm,
yeah, they can't even carry the crap. It's like one of those baskets you get when you go into the produce section.
Yeah, that actually makes that tracks. I mean, it's a look. They're leaving a large amount. They're big animals, but yeah, I find dogs to be incredibly endearing. But I like cats too.
Want to know anything about the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wild Card Wednesday.
Let's go with this one from Big Cup to start us off. He says, my guys. He or she, it just says Big Cup. I don't know. What are your top three desserts from fast food restaurants? That's a solid question, because you know, there's fast food places that special, like Dairy Queen does lots of desserts, but I don't know if we, would we count that?
Yeah. Or,
okay.
Like Frosty's one.
Number one.
Frosty.
Mm.
No?
I mean, it's certainly going to be the most one of the more popular.
What's your answer?
Up there in the top three. I know you don't go to this place. Burger King does those Hershey pies. And I mean, you can't.
I have a Hershey pie every time I go to Burger King. That's why I don't go there.
Sorry, you got a weak constitution. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe I haven't thrown up since 1997. There's no weakness there.
Maybe you should. Because I don't.
If there's one place going to get me to do it, it's going to be the BK.
I go to Burger King, it gets more solid, not less.
I haven't cracked for 4 months.
Yeah, it's like a plug right now. There's nothing going out.
I've got diamonds in my bowels.
I've broken a few toilets just shooting it out of there eventually. What's the matter with you? Why? Look what you made me do.
All right.
Look
Hershey
what you made
pie.
Me
I'm
going
to go try the Hershey pie.
It's good.
Hershey pie.
I'm not saying it's better than a Frosty, but it's got a lot more to it.
Blizzard. Right?
How about the McFlurry. Apple pie? How about the apple pie
apple
at McDonald's?
Apple pie's got to be in the conversation.
That's good.
That strawberry biscuity thing.
Oh, the Bojangles?
Yeah, the Bojangles
the
thing.
The Bowberry biscuit.
I haven't had it.
It's not strawberry.
Oh.
It's like a blueberry, but Popeye's does a strawberry one.
I've had that.
Not as good. Okay. The blueberry biscuit. I'm going to say, for me, Hershey pie, which now I can't think of anything else. I'm going to go Blizzard.
I'm going to say Teddy has never gotten
apple pie
a dessert.
Well, no, I'm thinking Blizzard. I mean, that's the obvious
Blizzards,
one.
Yeah, that's there.
Frosty. It's delicious.
But have
well.
You ever gone to McDonald's and gotten an apple pie? Ever?
I've gotten cookies from there.
Oh, yeah, they do cookies.
They have really good cookies. So they have chocolate chip cookies. So yeah. I've had those.
Okay, so you do get desserts.
Okay.
Burger King has a nice cookie.
I take it back, Ted.
Too.
I apologize.
Yeah, Burger King's got some good cookies as well.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your favorite Burger King cookie?
The chocolate chip. Yeah, that's all they have. Yeah, but they're soft and nice. Yeah, delicious.
There you go.
Thank you.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
It's Wild Card Wednesday.
We've got a few here. Jeremy says, you're crazy if you think a caramel apple is the same as that trash candied apple. Both are terrible for a snack, but only one is still edible. Better sleep with one eye open because Common Man is going to shank you, and deservedly so. This is directed at me.
You're my guy. Who was that?
That's Jeremy.
My guy, Jeremy.
Probably Jeremy Irons. No?
I don't know. Teddy? Teddy wants to sing something. Go ahead, Teddy.
Oh, there's a song.
I thought you'd be singing it.
No, yeah. Go ahead, Teddy.
I don't know the words.
Yeah. Jeremy spoke in class today. Is that the song you were thinking of?
Jeremy spoke in class today.
I actually, for a long time, thought the lyrics to that song were Jeremy's spoken. Yes, he did. Like I thought that he was saying, yes, he did.
He
like,
could just have. Yeah, I mean,
reaffirming. Yeah. I mean, I know what the song is about. It's obviously not great. Like
Pearl Jam's got a new album coming out. Is it out? It's coming out.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not up on the Pearl Jam.
I love the Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
So if it's out, I'm getting it. If it's not out, I'm getting it when it comes out.
If it's out or it's not out, I'll get it either way because I have all the services where I just hit play and it'll just play for me.
Well, that's fine.
You're going to go buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy it. I enjoy it. Don't crap on my thing.
I'm not crapping. I said I have it.
No, I'm going to physically go out and buy it.
Let's see if it's there right now.
I bought an album today.
Yeah? What'd you buy?
Suede. Mm-hmm. It's a British Britpop band from the 90s.
You wouldn't know them? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not at all.
Okay. I didn't know what we're doing there.
But you know what? Actually, you'll have to check Spotify because I wanted to listen to some Suede. So I go on Amazon Music, which is the service I subscribe to.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Really?
So I said, well, if I want to listen to it, I got to go buy it.
It says, according to Spotify, tells me Pearl Jam's new album comes out in 15 days.
Okay.
So it's not out. There is a single out.
Yes, I've heard the single.
I enjoy it
very much.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Bon Jovi's new single. Wipe your ass with it.
This just in. It's difficult to be awesome forever.
I understand.
So don't try. I'm saying that you're right.
Don't try. You're right. Are you and I going to be sitting here at 75 going pee pee no worky? No.
I hope not.
And you can make the case we're not awesome now.
Well, no, but clearly what our brand of whatever we do is easier to do at 75 than his. Where you got to hit these high notes and you're running around stage and touring.
You don't have
100
to do
dates
any of
a year.
It.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying you could just.
I'm saying, no, we don't have to do anything. We sit here and talk. That's easier to do when you're 75 than if you're Bon Jovi.
I understand.
No, I'm saying, why are you trying? Why is he trying
to
do
why
that?
Why is he trying?
He's
especially
made all this
looks
money.
At his bank account.
Oh, is his bank account not good? I would think it
no,
should
he's
be.
Got like $700 million.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. Why are you doing it?
I'm with you. Why are we arguing?
We're not.
We agree.
This is like aggressive sex. We're like,
yeah, I agree with you.
An onlooker might think we're arguing, but we're actually having a great time.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
We'll start off. Where did it go? A couple people were sending in dessert things that they like from fast food places. Eric had said the turnover from Arby's, and I had totally forgotten about that for fast food desserts. That turnover at Arby's, the apple is the one I like.
Mm-hmm.
I could see putting that in a top three for desserts all time from a fast food place. That thing is so good. And I've never had a bad one. Only thing I've had is one that's like not warm, but it's still good. And then this one, this is from your guy, Duff. He said, my coworker, Chris, is selling his home and had to leave during the workday for showings. Rather than go to a Starbucks or a library like a normal grown-up, I'm guessing he must work from home because he needed the Wi-Fi. He needed to use Wi-Fi somewhere.
Okay.
So rather than going to a Starbucks or a library like a normal person, he used the Wi-Fi at McDonald's while listening to Drive-Thru Madness. I said, that is the most man and bone thing ever.
That's great.
That is great.
What are you ripping on the guy for?
Well, he's not. He said, what's something you've heard about that most made you think they're definitely one of our listeners? Usually people tweet stuff to us or send us things through the burner phone telling us they're one of our listeners. So I don't know that I hear a lot of it out in the wild.
I have heard someone say to another person, and I was close by, but they didn't see me, or if they did see me, they didn't recognize me by face. But one of them said to the other one, "Peepee no worky," and the other one laughed.
That's good. Then, you know, that's if you go up to somebody and say "peepee no worky" and that gets a chuckle, then you're pretty much
guaranteed.
It's either
going to get a chuckle or a slap in the face.
True enough. I mean, I wouldn't say throw that out at the first like board meeting you show up to. You know, maybe don't throw that out there.
Confessional.
No. No,
the Catholic Church.
No, no,
bless me,
do
Father,
that.
For I've sinned. It's been 35 years since my last confession. Also, peepee no worky.
There you go.
And then maybe, you know what, though? Who am I to judge? Maybe the priest will throw out a "my guy" to you. My guy. All right.
Yeah. This is from Unknown Stuntman, who says, "My boiled hot dogs." Hot take, fruit masquerading as dessert is trash. Now, hold on. He says, "I don't mean pie."
Okay.
Pie is exempted because he likes pie. He says, "I mean candy apples, chocolate bananas, etc." So I guess like a chocolate dipped strawberry would also fall into that mix. It's fruit masquerading as dessert. Now, I particularly like a chocolate strawberry.
So do I.
Those are really good. I'm not big on a candy apple or a chocolate banana, personally. Are you?
Well, candy apple, no. But like toffee, like caramel apple?
Caramel apple. Okay.
Well, to me, that's all. No, candy apple is just dipped in a hard sugar or a sugar, and then it hardens. And that's a candied apple.
How do you dip it in sugar and it hardens? I'm lost.
Well, the sugar is molten, right?
Oh, it's liquid sugar.
It's liquid sugar, and then you dip the apple in there. You let it dry.
Oh, okay. And so it's just a different thing. But it's dipped. It's a dipped apple in a candy-like thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Caramel is just a different type of candy.
Caramel apple is a different vehicle altogether.
But, well, very similar.
No, it's not.
It's like a Frosty and a shake.
No. We've been here. No!
You're dipping an apple. Yeah, you're right. An apple dipped in caramel and an apple dipped in ice or frosting or sugar or whatever it is. It's all the same.
It's not all the same. It's completely different.
If you dipped an apple in nacho cheese, I'd say yes. Different thing. Candy is sweet. Apples are sweet. You dip sweet and sweet and put it on stick.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I'm trying to think. Have you had a candy apple? I'm not talking about
it. I have never had one. I don't know. Maybe candy apples are wildly.
They're hard. It's like a sucker.
Yeah. It's very similar to what Bone said. Yes.
Yeah, but isn't a caramel apple when you chew in that? It's not like it's like, a puff pastry. It's hard.
Same thing.
You chip your tooth on that.
Same thing.
Aren't they the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you trolling me or trolling him? I can't tell.
No. Bone's right. I'm trolling you.
Okay. That is true with Ted. Sometimes,
well, Ted's so damn
sometimes
dry.
He agrees with me, and I'm like, wait, is he right.
I think he's making just the same. Just the same.
Yeah, just the same.
I'm trying to think. Are there other fruits that we're missing that are candified or chocolified?
Kristen has a client that around Christmas time always sends the edible arrangements.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like, you know, chocolate-covered pineapple.
Yeah,
it's fine.
If you send me an edible arrangement, you're like, this is like candy. Just know in my brain, it's nothing like candy. You've sent me health food and that's not to say that it's not good. I like fruit. I will eat some fruit. But if you send that to me and say, "Happy birthday, now blow out these candles," with an edible arrangement, I'm sorry, that's not happening.
Those things aren't cheap either.
No, they're not.
Fruit's expensive. I had a piece of fruit today. I'm not a big fruit guy.
Yeah?
Jen Winters made me peel and eat an orange. She filmed it. I don't know when she's going to put it up, but I did. I peeled it.
Why did you have to peel an orange?
Because I've never peeled an orange before.
Did this come out on the show and I missed it?
Yeah, yesterday we talked about things that we've never done.
You've never peeled?
I've never peeled an orange.
Okay.
I've eaten oranges, although it's probably been 20 years since I actually ate an orange.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big orange guy.
I just had an orange the other day.
Not a big fruit guy. Unless it's baked in a crisp or a pie.
Is there a fruit you typically eat if you do eat fruit?
Pineapple.
All right.
I like a pineapple.
Pineapple's good.
Banana.
Have you ever, do you prepare any of these? I mean, a banana you don't have to prepare.
Do I prepare a pineapple? No, I just get the chunks at the store.
Oh, okay. So you've never cut open a pineapple and done that?
No. Although Jen Winters does want a new YouTube series where she films me peeling and eating all different sorts of fruit
with your feet?
I don't know.
Just for the internet.
So maybe she'll give me a pineapple and I'll try and do something
well,
with that.
I'm going to let you know a couple of them. Mangoes, a little bit, there's a little, the center is tough. You got to get around the center. And same thing for the pineapple, the core. Got it. They actually make pineapple corers that you stick down in there and it pulls it all out.
Okay. Anyway, I ate an orange today.
Yeah.
I didn't like too stringy. I didn't like it. I didn't like the out. I don't like the white part on the outside with the strings.
How do you eat orange? So you've never, do you ever, have you haven't eaten one in 20 years. Did it not have stringies back then?
Maybe it did. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why I haven't had it in 20 years. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a texture. I respect texture things all day.
I don't like the stringy.
I can get past it because it's, I know that's the only part of it that's fiber. The rest of it's all sugar and yummy and good.
Oh, the white part's fiber?
Well, I think. I don't know. I guess it's, I mean, all fruit contains fiber usually. I'm guessing it is.
All right.
I could be totally wrong.
This would be part of our club of degenerates.
And still the phenomenon remains unexplained.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up. The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, it's always a good day when Rimmer pops by the radio station for no reason whatsoever.
Well, he had
which
a reason.
He did today.
He was dropping off paperwork.
He didn't have to. He could have just dropped that in a mailbox.
No.
Or left that at the door.
Teddy, I'm going to guess Rimmer doesn't drop personal documents if he can avoid it. He's not dropping them in a mailbox, right?
No, that would be like him texting instead of calling. You know?
So, he's a big call instead of text guy. Because I want to hear your voice. I want to know the tone of what you're saying.
Yes.
I never know.
When he was here, he was talking, and I'm like, who's he talking to? Oh, he's voice texting someone.
Oh, yeah, just in the middle. We're all sitting around. We're kind of, you know, what are you doing about this? Oh, you know, this and that, and then a sentence ends. Then all of a sudden, if you're not looking directly at him,
your
just goes,
your wife is special. What?
I'm happy for our friendship. And you're like, what? And then he has his phone up, and he's just yelling into it a voice text. Not hammering out a text with the thumbs. Because
no.
Even when he texts, it has to be with his voice. Because that gives it some
he's
context.
He's got to hear his own voice.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man.
He's in a mood today.
Yeah, I'm in a mood.
Bone's in a mood. Because I came
in. I'm in a mood.
He didn't even look at me. He didn't even talk to me. Kept the headphones on. Looked straight ahead.
Yeah.
I know not to bother him when he's like that.
You know what it is? I'm in a mood, and here's why. I don't know when my next vacation is. We have reached the point where I had my spring break time off. I knew where we were going and what we were doing. The plan was set. My wife and I talk about this all the time. If I have a vacation on the calendar, it can be in next July, like 2025. But at least in my brain, it's like, all I got to do is get to that, and then I get another vacation. I don't know why I'm fixated on vacations. I don't know why it's in my head like that. I probably got to work on that. But as of right now...
It's a weekend.
Yeah. Well,
you got a weekend today.
I got a weekend, but we'll be busy. We got stuff. I'm saying...
What is so busy? What's busy? Tell me about the weekend.
I actually don't even know what we have.
Right. I'm going to cut down on your busy. I'm going to give you an out for everything that you have. Because that's my gift in life. Avoiding things.
Well, the general busyness of our life is we have three children and they all demand to be entertained when we are at home.
I understand.
On the weekend.
You have a 13-year-old. Why can't she entertain the two smaller ones?
She does. And then there's a fight that usually occurs with one of the three that we have to break that up. No, I think we've got a couple soccer things this weekend. I think we have another dance thing. So yeah, it's last night we were out till 11 o'clock with school, show choir stuff, which is great. It's all good.
11 o'clock.
Well, because I got a chatty kid who likes to talk and, you know, hang around. Can't imagine that she likes to talk to people she knows. Wild. Anyway, so yeah, it was fun. We had a good time, but we were out late. So then, you know, today's all just recouping from that at the house.
I feel like I'm coming down with something.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
So then
when you go home, you say, Mike felt like he was coming down with something.
I may have a little bit of it too.
I may have a touch of the Princess Di.
Stomach issue?
Yeah.
Okay. little stomach
flu. That gets you out because people don't want to be around stomach flu people.
Yes, but I wonder, do people not know now that that's like the one? I feel like if I genuinely have stomach flu and I call in and say I'm sick with that, they go, oh, okay. Because that's the one everyone goes to now because no one wants to question it. I feel like now that one's getting stigmatized. All I'm saying is
I can snap a photo of what's going on in the toilet if you want.
No. No, that I feel like I would probably do that and I'd be the one who they would say, yeah, go ahead. Please send me what you got. I'd love to see it.
Oh, you can't manufacture that?
What do you mean?
I can pretty much tell my body what type of release to have.
What is going on with you?
Yeah.
You can tell it not to throw up and also to just shoot out some dye whenever you feel like it?
I can control my hiccups, too. I did that the other day.
What do you mean you can control your hiccups?
I have one hiccup. I never have another one.
This I don't believe you.
I'm serious.
I don't believe you.
I had one hiccup the other day. I gave it a little yip and then gone.
A yip?
Just like that. Just set my mental power to destroying the hiccups. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that former president of Brazil that had hiccups for 9 months.
You know, I didn't realize I was sitting here with Tom Brady. Old TB12 over here.
I'm just saying.
He's eating his avocado ice cream and willing himself not to have big illnesses.
That's right.
Yeah. Good for you.
I squeeze that cancer right out.
Okay. Sure. All right. Yeah, I'm just telling you, I can't manufacture a solid and a not solid. Is that what you're going for? No.
Okay.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
Patrick Laine is selling his local place, his Miranova condo. On the market for $2.75 million. So if you're looking for a two-bedroom place and you got $2.75 burning a hole in your pocket.
Sure enough.
Patrick Laine is selling it. Look, we have said this. We will continue to say it. Hope he gets the answers that he seeks and the help that he needs. Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, it is not unselfish, though, to talk about this from a hockey perspective. I mean, we thought this guy, we sort of crossed our fingers and hoped that he would be a cornerstone of this team turning it around. Turns out, because of injuries, inconsistency, and, you know, him needing to go on this journey.
Sure.
That's not going to happen. But it also looks like he's not going to play anymore here.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to make of him selling the place because, yeah, I mean, it'd be easy to read that as, and now he's leaving. But the reality is maybe he looks at it from the standpoint of, well, if they want to keep me around here, he's got 2 years left on his deal, you know? So, and I mean, he's got a lot of money on that 2 years left on his deal, but we're talking a guy who's going to make over $9 million each of those two. But as much, yeah, like hopefully he gets his issues dealt with and whatever he is, you know, it's a brave thing to do, right? To come forward and say, I need to get some help.
I'm not saying it's not, but.
But I also think there's a very solid chance. Don't forget, before this season, this was a guy who they said we have to move him around because we want to try to experiment with him at center. We want to try other things.
Well, he wanted to do that.
Yes, but the point was, people had said it felt like a little bit like they couldn't get him engaged enough in the game, and this might be something that awakens his game and brings him back. Obviously, now it's apparent he was dealing with bigger issues, don't you think? Probably. That maybe weren't to the surface, but maybe that's where, when people read that as, I don't know if this guy's feeling it this year, I don't know if he's fully engaged, maybe there's real significant mental health reasons why, and that's all should be noted. If those issues are dealt with, and he then is rejuvenated, who knows what he's capable of when he gets back and he's ready to go, whenever that is.
We'll see.
I can understand why the Jackets.
I'm holding my breath.
Well, I'm saying I can understand why the Jackets, from a business standpoint, would say, we don't know either. New GM is coming in, whoever that is. And when that person gets here, they may say, yeah, some other team maybe will get the benefit of that. And maybe they get to, but we're going to start moving things around so that we have the cap space to do what we need to do eventually.
I know.
And get where we need to go.
He has little to no trade value right now. You know, we talk about buyouts. They're going to buy out Elvis. That I think is a foregone conclusion.
Well, as a matter of fact,
they should put that on TV. They should have the Wheel O buyouts. Where's it going to go? Is it Elvis? Is it Patty? Is it? No, it's good. Branson!
Oh my God,
we didn't see that coming.
I wish they could. That would be nice if they could do that. I don't think they get to. Either way, folks, don't think it's going to be a quick turnaround when the new GM gets here. They're going to start over. They need to start with a blank page and say, and now we start to write the Jackets story. Like, you have to start from literal zero. You've got a few building blocks. You got a lot of guys you got to get off the books. And that's all because your dumb GM thought he could make a run last year with Mike Babcock looking at players' phones and doing a couple of dumb deals for veteran journeymen defensemen. Good job. Now they're all in the books and they cost a lot of money. There's going to have to be a rebuild of this rebuild when the new guy gets here, new guy or gal, whoever it is that runs the team.
Men and Bone worked hard all week to bring you seconds of quality entertainment. We've stretched that into 2 hours. Stay tuned. The Fan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hold time. All right, this is a tweet that we've got. I've got a couple of them we can do, but I'll start with the one from a listener. This came from Duke, who said, I took my kids to Topgolf the other day. The bill totaled $200. I was ready to drop a $50 tip when I noticed the cost of the tee rental was included. So I subtracted the $120 rental cost for the tee, I guess for the box or whatever you're in, and based the tip off of the $80 worth of food and drink. Am I a hole? I find that interesting because he's talking about if you go to a restaurant and you buy $80 worth of food, they don't typically charge you extra money to sit at the table. That's a separate thing. So if you're getting a $120 charge for the rental of where you're hitting the golf balls, that's an experience of in itself, and you don't necessarily have to order food or drink.
Well, for an example, you go out to a nice dinner. This happened to me once with when I went out with the Krenzels.
Okay.
The only time this has ever happened where Krenzel says, I'm going to order some wine.
Sure.
And we had a thing. We always split the dinner. Like, okay, order some wine. Well, this jag bag orders like a $200 bottle of wine. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
That's a nice bottle of wine, sure.
Okay.
But you would have been content to just drink whatever they had there for, you know, looking to get a $200 bottle.
He orders a $200 bottle of wine. At the end of the evening, you don't include the $200 with the tip.
Oh, sure.
Right? I mean, you got the food, you have the, you know, other drink.
Yeah, right.
But you don't normally say, and I'll include this $200 bottle of wine in the tip.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, I look at it this way.
Actually, we didn't tip. We just left. We didn't pay for the whole meal.
Okay, that's good.
We just dined and ditched.
Please don't do that.
He tripped on his cowboy boots, fell on his face, and had to wash dishes.
Yeah, let's not do that. My ruling is...
I'm going to say no hole.
So he left the tip based off $80. I think no hole.
No hole. Teddy? Okay. I mean, Teddy's off the reservation today.
No, he is spot on. He is a negative hole.
No hole.
Not even a no hole. It's like anti-hole.
That's right.
Like a black hole of no hole.
Exactly.
It's anti-matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw that on Live/Live Science.
That's right. Now let me ask, I'm going to read you this other one and you tell me what name the hole.
Okay.
This is a story about Punxsutawney Phil. Yes. The groundhog and his wife, I guess we're calling her Phyllis.
I'm sure they stood up and said, I do to each other.
Yeah, they did. They had to do that before God and their family and everybody. It was a big deal.
Sure.
So they apparently now have two healthy baby groundhogs. This is from Thomas Dunkel, the president of the Inner Circle, which is what the
Inner Circle.
The Inner Circle is a smaller part of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. These are the people who hold up. This guy is the guy who holds the groundhog up.
What's the most pathetic thing is that, what's this guy's name?
Thomas Dunkel.
Mr. Dunkel probably walks around. What's the city where they do this?
Punxsutawney, yeah.
With that stupid top hat on, thinking he's a big deal.
You're right. Yeah, well, just listen. I'm going to read these quotes, and then we'll get to the
Sir. We don't have any tables for you at the Applebee's. Check again. I'm in the inner circle. Look at the hat.
Here's what he said. Phil and Phyllis have started a family. He said, I talked to Phil with my cane which lets me speak Groundhogese, and Phil said he could not be more excited. I want to preface, I should have told you this before. These are comments he gave to the Associated Press about this story. He said, despite what you might think, these offspring do not become Punxsutawney Phil, because according to him, Punxsutawney Phil is immortal, having drunk the elixir of life. And Phyllis is prohibited from imbibing the elixir of life. So Thomas Dunkel wants you to know that the Punxsutawney Phil that you see is the same one every year, no matter what, because he's got some magic formula and he talks to him with his cane. And that's who Punxsutawney Phil is. It's the same groundhog forever and always. He's an eternal groundhog there in Punxsutawney. A-hole, B-hole, C-hole. Where are we going with Thomas Dunkel?
Well, look, man.
Grown man who wants us to all pretend like this groundhog lives forever.
I think Groundhog Day is the stupidest day in the history of the universe. If there are aliens out there waiting to make first contact with us, they come around, they say, hey, are they ready, the humans? You think so? Are they advanced enough for us? I don't know. Oh, look, they're holding up a big giant rat up in the sky again to predict the weather. Maybe we'll try again next year.
They're probably looking at, all right, they're still stuck on light. Speed of light is the fastest thing in the universe, so they haven't figured out plasma speed. Got it. And Punxsutawney Phil, that's 0 for 2.
I think he's a seahole, but...
Let me just try to make the case for him not being a seahole.
All right.
Is he more like an A-hole or B-hole because he knows there might be some children who find out about these comets?
He's talking to the Associated Press.
Okay. You're right.
See, all right, this guy's wearing that top hat trying to get laid. I'm dead serious.
You imagine he gets pulled over, maybe had a few too many to drink. I hope not. And then he goes to the cop and it's like, sir, have you been drinking tonight? He's like, I don't know if you know who I am.
Maybe I'll take out my friend here.
I talked to Punxsutawney Phil. And then he's like, oh, I'm
here's
so
my
sorry.
Magic cane. I'm going to talk to you in Groundhog.
You got the top hat. And then he just lets him go.
Sea hole.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
Common Man and T-Bone Weekend.
It is Name That Hole Thursday. This one is from Man's Droopy Sack. He says, my alphabet holes.
Hey, it's Chops.
Quick backstory. My wife is a type of person always losing or forgetting important items to the point where it's caused us to spend a lot of money on replacements, miss flights for vacations, etc. Wow. I'm always way too nice and understanding when it happens. That's your backstory.
Okay.
Last Sunday, we were at the neighbor's hanging out pretty late. That to me is code for swinging, but whatever.
No, they're just hanging out.
When we got home, we were both tired, wanted to go to bed. As my wife crawls into bed, she mentions, I left my phone at the neighbor's. Can you go get it? I'm adding the voice, he didn't say that.
Sure.
All right. I told her no, I could go over in the morning, but she needed her phone for work on Monday morning. She starts whining, and I say, your irresponsibility has inconvenienced me enough. I'm going to bed. The neighbors are only a 5-minute walk or 1-minute drive away, but out of principle, I was going to hold strong. Mm-hmm. She was having none of it and continually pokes and prods me and call me names, saying how annoying I'm being. I go lay on the couch to try and get some sleep, which she mistakes for me getting up to go get her phone. A few minutes later, when she realizes I never left, she comes out, hits me with a pillow, and storms off to get her phone. Fast forward to the next morning, I wake up and she proceeds to say how she's still mad at me for not getting her phone. She got over it pretty quickly, but I thought the situation deserved to get hole rated. Am I a hole? Is she a hole? Are we both holes? P.S. Babe, I still love your A, B, and C holes. Okay.
Okay.
This is, I think it's very easy ruling for me.
I think we're going to agree on the same things here. But go ahead.
Good news. I didn't know if you knew this or not, Man's Droopy Sack. We are also, I'm married to this same woman.
Oh, are you?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
I mean, we've been on the way to the airport before on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have to turn around and go back because she has forgotten her phone in the hotel.
Okay, right. Sure.
And we missed the damn flight.
Wow.
Because of that. Anyway, I don't think you're being a hole. As you've said, this happens quite often. And if it was such an easy walk to the neighbors to go retrieve the phone, why didn't she go get her own damn phone?
Well, this is where I'm at. 100%. If you've made lots of concessions and you're truly saying you've tried all these different times, you've helped out, you've been understanding, I get it. I in our relationship, I'm the one who forgets things. I'm the one who is misplacing stuff. And then later I'm the one who finds it and feels stupid that everybody was tearing up the house looking for something. I feel awful. I could not imagine telling my wife, can you go over to the neighbors and get my phone? I left it there. If I made a mistake like that, I would say, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Ah, and I'm going to inconvenience them. I'm going to have to go do this because it's my fault. So that's how I would think she should feel. I would think that's how anybody would feel. The fact that she's mad that you wouldn't go get her phone from her mistake, you're not a hole.
I would say not a hole.
No hole.
He's not a hole at all.
She's an a-hole.
At least. Hey, that's an a-hole. A-hole.
Teddy, your call between A and B. What do you think?
Well, I agree that, you know, I'd be upset about that, but I don't know. I mean, this is kind of strange because I don't think he knows, or maybe anybody knows, how marriage works, because, yeah, you can sit there and complain about it, but you need to go get that phone for your wife.
Really? I don't think so.
If I didn't go get that phone for my wife, then we'd probably, I mean, having arguments for days. She might want to divorce me just because.
Why didn't she go get the phone?
Well,
she left the phone.
But you mentioned like walking down the street. What if she went down and walked down to get this in 5 minutes? You know, it's only 5 minutes away. Something happens to her and she gets hit by a car or something bad happens. Well, and then you're like, well, I guess she shouldn't have forgot her phone. I mean,
what if you get hit by the car?
You're going to drive.
It's fine if you die.
It's fine.
Who the hell cares?
It is fine. So I'm going to say this guy is an a-hole.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She is as well, but he is definitely.
No. Well, okay.
You got to go do that for your wife.
No,
Come on.
I don't. No.
Terrible people. Terrible.
No. First of all, in my household, my wife is the one who knows where everything. She's the one who knows how the whole place works. I'm the one going, honey, where's the screwdriver? She's like, oh my gosh, let me get my toolbox. Like, I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, and she's taking care of all the kids and everything. You're sitting there watching sports on the couch, and you won't go down the street to go get the phone
for
her.
That's right,
Ted. What is wrong with you?
What I am is equal opportunity. We're together on this. We're equal partnership. We're working together on this. And she, you know what? If someone jumped out of a dark alley and the two of us are walking, I'd hide behind her and she'd beat the hell out of everybody.
If I left the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll either get it for myself or I'll get it the next morning on Monday.
That's right, yeah.
I'm not saying get up out of bed and go get the phone.
Be a gentleman. Go get the phone. Come on. What's wrong with you guys?
Be an adult.
No.
Don't leave your phone everywhere and then expect someone else to get it for you. Are you a child? No, come on.
She's an a-hole.
A-hole.
On this, she's probably a lovely person otherwise.
That's fine.
On the phone issue, yeah.
More Common Man and T-Bone Weekend is coming up after the break. Don't leave. I can see you. There's nothing better than this anyway. That's clearly a lie. The Fan.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, dumbest thing I heard all day. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Adam Sandler told Dan Patrick that the studio originally wanted to name Happy Gilmore, the movie Happy Gilmore, Hole in Fun.
Oh, Lord.
Hole.
That's so dumb.
In Fun.
I don't think that's revisionist history either to say Hole in Fun is a dumb name, because clearly Happy Gilmore is so much better. Obviously, I know you and I sitting here with the benefit of hindsight realize that movie's become pretty iconic. We've all gotten used to it being called that.
Hole in Fun.
Do you think anyone would have gone to see a movie called Hole in Fun back then, or would we all have just gone, like, we all would have just known what that is. Jerry Jones is like, oh man, I got to go see this movie, Hole in Fun. I got one of those in the bathroom. Yeah. Right. There's no way.
I want me some glory hole.
No way that every juvenile that was aimed at wouldn't have been like, what a stupid name for a movie.
What was that noise that you made?
Yeah.
I made that noise today.
Why is that?
Because I went to the dentist today, got my teeth cleaned. The hygienist, very lovely hygienist. Her name was, I think, Taylor.
Okay.
She said she was going to listen to the show. I don't believe her. Taylor Heineke, yes, was cleaning my teeth. Anyway, so they took x-rays. She said, there's a little thing here. I don't know if it's a cavity or if it's a little chip.
Chip?
In one of your molars. So I'm going to take a photo of it. I got the x-ray.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a camera in your mouth, take a photo of it so the doctor can see it. Fine. Puts a camera in there, takes the photo. She cleans teeth. Everything goes well. Doctor comes in. Pleasantries. Hi, how you doing? Let's take a look at this photo.
Yeah.
Then they put the picture of the inside of my mouth.
Yeah.
On the big screen.
Okay.
It's my mouth.
Yeah.
It's mine. And my instant reaction is, I have long said there is no way a dental hygienist can date one of her patients. There's no way. Once you've seen someone compromised in that way, the inside of their mouth, I'd rather be a proctologist, I think.
Listen.
Than look at the inside of someone's mouth with the pulsating tongue, with the, and here's the suck toy, and it's disgusting. Little bit of roast beef in there that you thought you got, but it's 8 weeks old.
Listen.
Like, there's no way you can look at that person and say, would you like to go out to dinner?
Well, maybe not right while they got their mouth, like, wide open.
Ready to throw up at the sight of my own mouth.
Yeah, I know, buddy. And what I'm telling you is that you're correct in that you could never date someone. You could never be a dental hygienist. But if you're someone who can be a dental hygienist.
Not unless you want me to vomit in your mouth.
Right. I'm just telling you, like, the people who can do that, who can tolerate that, who can look at someone's, at people's mouths all day, at some point it's just like, if you've seen one mouth, you've seen them all. How you doing?
First of all, I don't think that's true.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
First of all, I've smelled some people just from a distance.
Yeah, well, sure.
I can't imagine what they smell like when you're scraping plaque off their teeth.
Well, they got a mask. That's why.
Oh, is it made of titanium?
Yeah, I'm just saying. They've entered a profession where they know that that's the case.
I understand, but she showed me my own mouth. I wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
And kill them for looking at it. I'm so sorry you had to see this. Here's a mercy killing.
It's their job.
I know this it's is their job.
They're
but
paid
I feel
well.
Bad. I'm like apologizing. I'm so sorry.
I mean, you get the other checks, right? Like, you got the health, the men's health.
I know,
health
and
thing.
I feel bad about all
that,
of it.
The doctor who's doing that knows
I know,
what he's
and
signed
I,
up
I,
for.
I want to apologize to them.
They're
too.
Still, listen, they are, they went to medical school. They found this is what they were good at. That's where they end up. No pun intended. I'm just saying, they know what's going on.
No, I know.
It's not like surprise. You thought you were a pediatrician, but today, here's a 47-year-old man with his hairy ass. No! Like, they're not shocked to see that, because that's what they deal with.
That's fine. I guess I'm more in tune to human suffering than you are.
Oh, that's
I'm
it. Just,
I'm concerned
or
for these people.
I'm looking at people saying, everybody does different jobs. There are people who could never come in and do what you and I do because they get terrified to open up their mouths and talk. So they get
not
nervous
the same
about
thing.
I understand, but it's still everyone chooses their profession in some way. If you're in that profession, they don't just like grab you out of a crowd and throw you in there with dental hygienist tools and the suck toy. Sorry, I couldn't say that. You said it made me laugh. I just say it again. Anyway, I'm just, like, if you're a zookeeper, right? You don't walk into the elephant and you go, oh my gosh, elephant dog everywhere. Like, you're aware these elephants are going to have things happening.
But the elephant doesn't have that emotional. Maybe the elephant, they're one of the smartest animals.
Yeah.
They have feelings, right? They mourn their dead. Maybe they do feel that way. Where it's like, oh man, I'm so sorry. You got to put a whole, like, sleeve of plastic on.
They got to reach up
and
there.
Stick it up cracky.
Yeah, they got to give them
so
medicine.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you have to do that.
I think they give them like a sedative that way. If Operation Dumbo Drop is to be believed, the wonderful Disney movie that no one talks about.
I saw on the Secrets of the Zoo, that's how they have to check for pregnancy.
Oh,
because their skin is so thick.
They can't
do a traditional ultrasound. So what they have to do is stick it all, like the whole arm goes in
all the way
and they
in.
Check from the inside.
Yeah. What are they, and then they just grab around and they're like, oh, there's an elephant
no,
in here.
No, they have a camera in there.
Oh,
that
I see. Okay.
They can scan it in there
okay.
or something.
Okay. Well, that's, I was like, how long are these people's arms?
But still, I mean, there's no, I don't care.
It's like you could play in the NBA or be a zookeeper with elephants. I guess those are the two jobs you can get.
Oh.
Man, because you can reach all the way down there. Look at that 9-foot wingspan.
I just can't. I'm glad we have these people because society needs them.
Yes. Listen, my point is at some level, if you're doing a job, and that job, you walk in. I've taken jobs, not radio jobs, clearly, where I've gone in. I worked at a warehouse once, and the whole job was they made like plastic bottles, and you had to sit there and assemble them all day. And after like 10 minutes of them they showed me the whole process, the entire introductory video, how to do the job, you're certified, welcome to the team, took 37 seconds. It was take the bottle, screw the top on, throw it in the bin. Take the bottle, screw the top on, throw it in the bin. And this job was the easiest job I could possibly imagine having. It paid fairly well for that type of work. And I could have done it forever, except 10 minutes in, I thought, I'm going to lose my mind. If this is all I do all day, I can't do this. And I, after the first day, I said, I'm sorry, I can't come back and do this again. It didn't work for me. But there are lots of people who can do that job because they were like, yeah, I just want to put my earbuds in and zone out and do this same thing over and over for the rest of my life. They're fine with it. I couldn't. I'm saying everybody's got their thing. And the dental hygienist loves looking at someone going,
I don't know. I don't think they love it.
And they can do it.
They tolerate it. They must. They don't love. Nobody says, oh, goody. Yeah, oh, look at this
You don't know
that. That is a receding gum line.
There's some people.
Look at it.
They're on, you know, xgingivitax.com. They're looking at it. Like, you know, they're like, show me some teeth.
Let's see what's in there. I got this out of, been working on that piece of roast beef. You know what's good tonight? Arby's. Let's go get some Arby's tonight.
Oh, well, again, yeah, if you're looking at it as like, that's my lunch. That's what my lunch looks like at the end of it.
God, disgusting. I'm sorry. Sorry, Taylor. Don't show me pictures of my own mouth either. I'm going to throw up.
Do let us know where you buy the suck toys, though, because we would like to know.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Catch the live experience weekdays from 3 to 6 and listen on demand at 971thefan.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. Well, we may have seen an end of an era in Cleveland here in the past 30 minutes. Shane Bieber will undergo Tommy John surgery and miss the rest of the season. Bieber is a free agent at the end of the year. Cleveland is in Minnesota to take on the Twins at 2:20 today. Carlos Carrasco takes on Joe Ryan. Down in Cincinnati, the Reds host the Mets at 4:10. Nick Martinez gets the start for Cincy opposite Luis Severino. We know the Women's National Championship game will be South Carolina versus Iowa at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. We find out who will play in the men's game Monday night later today. NC State takes on Purdue at 6 p.m. Then UConn battles Alabama at 8:45. You can hear both of those over on ESPN Columbus. That's because we have hockey here on The Fan as the Blue Jackets host the Philadelphia Flyers at 7. Pre-game coverage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.